This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. Give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's real life or real life. Get it? R-E-E-L. All right, that was... We love puns. Remember an uncle saying that puns were the lowest form of humor, but how can you not love a pun, right?
Right.
Because you have to sort of know both. You have to... Either that or you have to explain it. Which is, of course, everybody's favorite kind of thing to do. All right, so I thought what we would do today. I think it was Friday. Yeah, I think you're right when Blake, first of all, welcome Blake, because he's been my Friday man, and I think we're kind of moving it up. So that would be great because he's done such a good job. We hopefully. Occasionally promote people who do a good job. I know, not the way the world works, but no, that's not true. All my guys are great, and but sometimes I get a little distracted by other things, and Blake has been a great resource once a week, and I think we're about to hopefully move him into an even better position, so that because we like having him around. But so one of the it's not a day in history, it's just that there is actually a calendar. And if you guys, I know that this month is a little early to start looking for a calendar for next year, but they have calendars that have these kind of obscure things like National Pickle Day and National, Pi Day is actually a very popular one because it's not like cherry, it's like 3.14159, and everybody loves that notion, so a lot of places will give away free pie on Pi Day. Which I think is sometime in either June or July. We could look it up, but who cares right now? But the point is that Blake found that it was National Work Like a Dog Day. And I'm saying, okay, I get Dog Days of August. There was a movie, remember, with Al Pacino called Dog Day Afternoon about a bank robbery, which actually occurred. Real story. There was a documentary done by the guy who actually did the robbery, who doesn't look at all like Al Pacino. And they went to the bank, and he talked about. And if you guys remember the story, it's that a guy robs a bank because he has a boyfriend who wants to have a sex change operation, and that's how he's going to get the money to get his boyfriend a sex change operation. It's based on a real story, real people. And he talks about the guy was married. I don't think Al Pacino was married in the movie, but the guy who was actually on whom it was based, whose exploits it was based, was actually married at the time. It's a very interesting story. And the documentary is actually more interesting than the movie. But as I said, American movies tend to, if not sanitize, well, it is sanitizing. It's to take the real human messiness out of things and make them good and evil, and it's one of the reasons that we like foreign movies is that they're easier to identify with because it's not black and white. It's interesting people making a mess of their lives, not with any particular malice, but just because they're very human. And for some reason, I think that's a little easier to identify with and actually even learn from. So the point being that it was National Work Like a Dog Day. And I'm saying, no. You know, everybody I know, when they want to, if they believe in reincarnation, in fact, that was one of a couple of the answers we got for do you believe in reincarnation, is they want to come back as a dog because they were happy. They got to smell stuff. They could lick their own prives. They would, you know, they got fed. They got taken on walks. They got to sleep on the furniture. They got petted. And that it was a really pretty good life. So I'm not, and I could say work like a beaver, you know, because beavers are busy in building dams. Work like a horse, which is not the term. It's sweat like a horse. And one of the reasons a horse is sweat is because they're working hard. Or an oxen, which seems really boring because they go around in circles, but nevertheless, not all of them. But where did the term work like a dog come from? And so we put it up on Facebook and saying, all right, first of all, do you know where it came from? And what other fun or sort of silly sayings do you know? So let's, Blake, do any come to mind when I say work like a dog? Because you've had wild.
Well, response to your sweat like a horse, I've also heard, which I found kind of an oxymoron, is sweat like a pig.
Yeah, and pigs don't sweat.
Right, and I've always found that odd.
They have no sweat glands. Did you know that the pigs genetically are the closest to human beings, which is why when they started doing heart transplants, that pig valves and pig hearts were the ones that were initially used before they did the mechanical hearts?
Yeah, I heard about that in high school biology, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So who would have thought it? And
right.
Pigs are very clean animals, apparently. They also, if they haven't been fed for a while, are omnivores. They will eat anything, including, apparently, people. But I guess if you're an omnivore, meat's meat.
Right.
Not very appealing, does it? But, and what was the name of the movie about the pig? The talking pig?
Babe?
Yeah. That was great. James Cromwell. Who was just, what did I just see him in? He was just in a movie that I saw him where he plays the angry dad. Oh, I know. It was in, Halt? And he played the dad and the woman, and he marries the woman. I'm trying to remember what it is. And he marries, no, it is. It was Halt. No, it's not Halt and Catch Fire. Because the point is he plays a billionaire. It must have been Halt and Catch Fire. At any rate, it's, all right, so let's hear. So sweating like a pig is not accurate at all. Pigs don't sweat. They don't have sweat glands. And they are the closest to human beings genetically. So let's hear what other, work like a dog, lower than a snake. Well, we know where that came from. That's a biblical reference. Lower than a snake's belly. I think that's a very southern term. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've only heard that from relatives who are southern, actually.
Yeah, yeah. There's that whole group of things that I know because of my southern roots that no one else has ever heard of. Y'all come back soon here that we got that one.
My fiance says y'all all the time, and I've picked it up. It's kind of funny.
Y'all, once you have y'all in your vocabulary, you will never lose it because it is it's like aloha or shalom. It's just an all-purpose word that works every place.
Well, and I've heard it used, technically incorrectly, too, because they'll say all y'alls.
I'm sorry.
That's
wrong.
I'm like, that's wrong. And I would correct my fiance, and then her whole family from South Carolina would do that, too. And I'm like, that's incorrect.
No, it's y'all is stand by itself. It's like I just noticed somebody had asked me for one of the copies of my book, and I actually hold it out and looked at it. And it says Dr. Joy Brown, PhD. I thought, that's wrong. You can either be Dr. Joy Brown or Joy Brown, PhD, but you cannot be Dr. Joy Brown, PhD, because even if I had both a medical doctor and a PhD, if we're going to be listed that way, it would be either Dr. Joy Brown by itself, you don't get double credit,
right,
or Joy Brown, PhD, MD. But Dr. Joy Brown, PhD, is wrong. But I hadn't actually noticed it before on my own books. You're just so grateful that they actually exist. Okay, let's see what people said about... about dogs.
So Tracy says she didn't comment on the dog portion, but her funny saying was "same difference."
Yeah, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? It's kind of like jumbo shrimp,
right?
Or military intelligence,
irregardless.
Yeah, or inflammable. No, that's not the one. That's what's the flammable one? Because inflammable means it wouldn't, but flammable is one of those things. There's another word for flammable that I can't remember at this moment, but they mean the same thing.
Right. Let's see. Kathy says, "My dad has always said it will put hair on your chest. Whether he wanted us to eat something as a girl, that saying didn't really work.
No.
I would say, Dad, I don't want hair on my chest. Although I didn't realize that until around 8 or 9."
Actually, I think that is a cleaned-up version of where else you're supposed to get hair. And you're right, it was supposed to be kind of manning up. But I agree. And it's quite often, at least in my experience, was having to do with alcohol or very spicy food. 855-993-7569. Y'all come back here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Lynn?
Hi, I didn't hear the name. Hi. Well, they say that she eats like a bird, like very little. Birds, I believe, eat a whole lot compared to their weight.
Good point. You're right.
And pigs, they say, oh, they ate like a pig. I've understood that pigs eat very little compared to their weight.
I think the thing about pigs is that they'll eat anything. You know, pig slop, and including apparently human beings. So.
Yeah, I heard a story about that where this guy was mean to his pigs, and then he fell. And
I wonder if it's the same story, and maybe it's apocryphal. But I agree with you. I've heard the same thing. There was fell into the pig pen.
Yeah, I believe that I don't know for sure, but that pigs don't eat nearly what you would expect for the weight that they have each day. So I don't know.
I would agree with that. Do you know, let me tell you one other story about that, just because it's one of the things that I used to, when I used to give a lot of speeches, I would talk about, is that the sperm whale is the largest mammal on the face of the earth, right? It's huge. And the circumference of the sperm whale's throat is about a little more than 6 inches. Now think about 6 inches is not very, or not circumference, a diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that having, I mean, it's the largest mammal on the face of the earth. It has to take in almost constant food. And why would it have that small an aperture to sort through, to get all that food in? And the answer is, it's the way it is. So that we have all these notions about, especially food, and probably especially Americans, but I think you're right, that eating like a bird, birds eat a huge amount compared to their weight, that pigs don't eat a huge amount compared to their weight, and sperm whales, which you would expect to have a huge amount, a huge aperture to be able to take in all the protein that they need to take in, don't. So, all right, what else you got? I liked all these.
Well, I'm really interested in language use.
I can tell. Okay.
These days there's a syndrome where you hear people say is quite frequently. They'll say, well, the thing is that, and it's not just that time, it's very common if you hear it. President Obama says it frequently. Well, what I've noticed is that, I mean, they always include the is twice.
It's probably just, it's like saying right? It's just a place marker that they're either doing it for emphasis or to gather their thoughts. But your point is very well taken. The other thing, we actually have a commercial that has the wrong tense, that me and I are almost, people view them as interchangeable, and they are not.
That bothers me too, yeah.
Drives
yeah.
me nuts. And every time that commercial plays, I go, what? But
Me and her went to the movie or something like that. And then there's something that really bothers me too, and I know it's probably eons old, but when people say instead of saying F, they say TH, like they'll say, they'll say F, yeah, instead of TH, they'll say my tooth. And many, many, many people say this. The truth is, and even really, well-educated people, and it must, I don't know, I saw that in 12 Years a Slave, and I thought, I wonder whether that has been in existence since the 1800s, but
I think it has. I'll tell you why. The TH, that the diphthong that was used, or the symbol that was used to have the diphthong TH, so was an F, was kind of a cursive F.
Oh.
It almost looks like an S at the bottom. So it's an old English pronunciation. I'm trying to think, there's something else that in Old English that is written that way, and that's likely where it came from. And if I had to guess, I would guess that it was Southerners. One of the things that I found when I was working on an archaeology dig in southern France is that Europeans think that southern accents are the closest to Shakespeare's English that anybody on the planet ever gets. And so if we assume that the southern states were the original part of the original 13, or at least part of them were, that they all were part of the original 13. It's just there were some northern states as well. And they used the British alphabet by and large and British writing. And the TH was, looked like an F. It looked like kind of an S with a mark halfway through it. So it looked like a kind of a fancy F. And therefore the pronunciation might have been, especially with people who were not educated, they might have pronounced it F rather than TH. And so it's a southern, if I had to guess, I would guess most of the people who were misusing it like that, or at least pronouncing it like that, were from the South.
That's really interesting. Well, I had no idea.
Well, morphology of words, you're exactly right, is one of my favorites, because I asked it once in the air, and I got educated about this, was red light district. Do you know where that came from?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. That they talk about it in Amsterdam, so it may be older than this, but in the United States at least, the caboose of the train carried a lantern so you could see when it was the end of the train. And when the troops would come through on the train, like during the Civil War, which is where a lot of our vernacular came from, like hookers, for example. Hooker was I believe, a general in the, I think it was the Union Army, and he allowed his men to bring not only wives and children, which was not at all uncommon along on marches, but he allowed basically women of the night. He figured if his troops were well taken care of, that they would be better fighting men, and so they were called Hooker's Battalion, which is the women who are essentially camp followers, and then it got shortened to Hookers, and now we think it means prostitute. But so the red light, going back, is that that the women who were following the train and were going to go and service the servicemen would see the red light, and they would sort of congregate on the caboose, and that's apparently where all sorts of things happened, hence the red light district.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
There's one other thing about language that I can think of, and that is, and I know language changes, that's what language does, but to me, Americans speak it very sloppily compared to, you know, British people, and I really like the language, and I'm fluent in another language as well, but they say,
what other language?
Instead of saying, oh, Spanish.
Uh-huh.
But I work as an interpreter. But they say instead of to, like I'm going to the movies, or let's say tomorrow, and I'll say Elizabeth instead of Elizabeth. And I mean, I do it too. It's not like I'm totally like a language judge, you know, police. But I do. I sang a song last night at an open mic, and I sang Amazing Grace. And instead of saying there's no less days to sing God's praise, they're saying there's no fewer days because it's more correct.
That's great. Correcting. You could go to funerals and correct people too. That would be really popular, Lynn. Do you know the story behind Amazing Grace?
No.
Okay. They made a really lousy Broadway musical out of it, which I was really disappointed about because it's one of my favorite stories. It turns out that the guy who wrote Amazing Grace was a slave owner, and he trafficked in slaves. And he was on a ship that got shipwrecked, and he washed ashore in Africa and was enslaved until he was rescued. And he wrote that as, you know, he got rid of all his slaves and stopped doing that. And so it's Amazing Grace. He was once blind, but now he sees. I think he may even have been blinded, but he was a slave owner and a slave trader. Hang on if you need to, Lynn. I'll be back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, 855-993-7569. Okay, so Lynn, I didn't want to cut you off. I think that's one of the reasons that Americans love British accents is it just sounds more grown up.
Yeah, well, I really feel for people learning English because it's not just a hybrid of different languages. It's sometimes difficult to understand, like the multiple pronunciations of the letters O-U-G-H in a word, But it's just like there's rules and then there's a way we speak English. It's like a stream of words rather than you can't just translate the words and understand what someone's saying. So written English is pretty different from colloquial. But the lesson fewer. I used to work as a teacher's assistant for a while, and even the teachers didn't have this distinction between, you know, if you can count them, it's fewer, like fewer books. But if it's, you know, flour, you have less flour than you did at the other place.
Wait a minute, say that again. So if you can count them, it's fewer, but if it's a smaller amount, it's less.
Yeah, less sugar, less coffee, but fewer articles, fewer things. And they had no idea about that. And I think it's important to teach correctly, you know. And but I guess there's things that are more important, I guess, than some of these details. When you, you know, when you are going to be a teacher, there's really a lot of critical stuff involved in trying to be an effective teacher. So maybe this is pretty small stuff, but
but teaching people the right way is not necessarily a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
Because if you start sloppy, you're going to end up sloppy. And so if you start with a certain amount of precision, I tend to agree with you. I'm not against that at all. I had a teacher when I was in eighth grade who we had to do a term paper, and you got two grades. You got one on the content and one on the form. If you made one mistake, one spelling mistake, one pagination, and this was well before the internet, you flunked. And then you got another grade on the content. And it was a great, you know, it was a great learning lesson because it was terrifying. And for those of us that were little show-offs in junior high school, the idea is, well, I can write this stuff. I can remember just sweating over it, and one mistake and you would flunk it. So I thought it was a great opportunity to really be very, very, very precise. And it teaches you, which is not a bad thing.
Oh, that sounds scary. I have another example of when people put an apostrophe when it's supposed to be a plural. You know, like on a reader board, they'll say, apples, five for a dollar, and it'll have an apostrophe. It's not a possessive, it's a plural, and things like that. And then it's...
And even spell check makes mistakes on that one. I've seen that a bunch of times, yeah.
Well, I have a funny story about, just short story about a red light.
Okay. Go right ahead.
We had a lamp post out, you know, not right next to the house, and it just took a light bulb, and it was kind of decorative. And anyway, it was the holidays, and my mom and sister and I were talking about, might look pretty with a different colored bulb. I said, a red one. And they went, no. I said, I was about 12. And they went, no. I said, yeah, just because it's my idea, you won't use a red one, but you're going to put a green one in. Because, you know, I was so upset.
Well, you could have set you on a completely different career path.
Pardon?
They could have set you on a completely different career path. There you go.
Yes.
All right,
well,
Sugar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the help and for basically I'm not allowed to say basically, getting things right is a good practice for just checking, not misspelling name, putting the parentheses where they belong. And I tell people, because so many job interviews right now are online. If I'm interviewing somebody and they make one mistake in their resume, I just throw them out because I figure it's their resume. They had plenty of time to prepare it. If they're that sloppy about stuff that should be important to them, they ain't going to be any more careful about stuff that's important to me. So be careful, folks.
Yeah. And I'm not perfect. I know I make mistakes, too, that I'm unaware of. So I'm not trying to be real preachy, but it's easy.
Well, but when in doubt, check it or have somebody check with you, especially numbers, letters, and don't count on spell check.
Yes.
All righty, Glenn,
thank you.
Carl, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Doc?
I'm doing pretty well. Carl, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you. Well, I guess actually I'm speaking of another language here. What we say here in Pennsylvania Dutch country, I am verhoodled.
Oh, no, yeah. I lived in New York, Pennsylvania for a while, so I know about that.
Okay, well, I'll explain my verhoodlement with you.
Please.
First, the English language is one of the difficult I've had to learn. This, as well as German and Japanese, are my others. I've always had trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. The English.
What's your native tongue?
You're hearing it.
English. Okay.
Yes. English is my.
Well, I don't know. I think the Japanese, especially. There, you know. I mean, listen. That's a very impressive that you think Japanese, especially as English is your primary. Your primary vocabulary and your mother tongue, that you think Japanese is easier. That's pretty impressive.
It's just that
or depressing, depending on
the rules, the regulations are a lot easier than than English. Is
okay, fair enough.
My point,
fair enough.
Saying that English was so difficult to learn. And the ultimate reason for my call today is, with the last hour and a half or so, I have, as I said, really become fahoodled here. I've had, and I just need a proverbial bucket of cold water on my thrown over my head. For the last 7 years, I've been a caregiver to my parents. My mother has since died, December of 2010. I've been taking care of my father ever since. Gave up working, therefore I have absolutely nothing but owning a car, which has, since May, Memorial Day, been giving me troubles. I've had 8 problems, which have cost probably about $3,000, and I've had to rely on my father, my father's power attorney, who is my sister, to pay the bills. This afternoon, while going to visit my father in a nursing home, the 8th problem has shown up, being that of the alternator seems to be broken. One of the battery dummy lights came on. Check the engine. Sounds like the bearing is bad in the alternator, and discuss it with the mechanic. He says, yeah, that sounds what it sounds like. Sister's telling me, listen, we've dropped a lot of money in this car. It looks like we're going to have to just unload it because it's not worth at 88,000 miles. With all these problems we've had since Memorial Day, may not be worth keeping, and there's no more money to go out and buy another car. Looks like you're going to have to be carless, which means I have absolutely no means of getting around. Will not be able to go up to visit my father. Will not be able to go to my effectively weed wife. I have to.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not go off the deep end about it. How far away is your? Where are you living right now?
I'm living in Lancaster County, and I have to go visit my father up in Montgomery County, up near Lansdale. And
so, how far away is that?
Well, roughly 60 miles one way.
Where does your sister live?
Well, she lives around the corner from him, within like 5
okay.
miles.
So what did you do before you became a caretaker for your folks? What did you do for a living?
I was a janitor at a university, and that was even it was 15 miles one way for me to get to work.
Do you own your own home? What's your living situation now? Are you renting or are you own?
I live at my father's house.
So it's free and clear. There's just taxes on it.
Yes.
Okay. How much could you rent that place for?
If I would have to pay rent, it would cost me probably about. I'm speaking through my hat, $2,000 a month.
All right, so it seemed to me that the issue is, first of all, your father doesn't need caretaking in the same way that he did for the last 7 years. He's in a nursing home, so you want to go and visit him. That you own a piece of property that, in theory, has an income flow if it's rented. You hopefully could find a place, since you've done stuff before, of either being an on-site custodian or finding a job closer to your dad, and for right now, maybe sort of downsizing into maybe, a room or a studio or whatever. So it seemed to me that the issue of a car becomes less relevant if you're closer to your dad, that you downsize your living expenses, you find a job, or an on-site concierge. If you could be an on-site concierge or handyman, then you very likely would get a small stipend and free room, at least free room. Let me put you on hold for a minute, but it sounds to me that that's the way to think about it. Not how do I replace the car, but how do I reduce the need for a car, take my asset and turn it into something that can support me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Carl, who's got a car that's got 80,000 miles on it, which, I mean, look, some cars can do double that, and some cars do half of that, but it sounds like you're throwing the car's going to continue to break down, and your sister's saying, okay, well, we're done with that.
Right.
So it seems to me that the issues are transportation and income, and they're not unrelated, but they're not the same. So as I said, if you've got a piece of property that where you could get some positive cash flow, you could convert part of that cash flow into an account for for some long-term transportation needs. Use the other part of it for housing. Move closer to where your father and your sister are now, so that you could visit him without the need of a car, maybe a bicycle or public transportation, and begin planning the rest of your life, which is to acquire a car and either work as an on-site handyman or go back to school or work at a university, do whatever you want. But it sounds like right now you're in a place that's hard for you to access the people that are important to you. And it's you're sitting on a, if not a gold mine, at least a pretty significant cash flow. So make sure the house is in pretty good shape, list it, get yourself some, especially this time of year where colleges and universities are just beginning to get back in order, and see if there's not maybe even campus housing where you could be an on-site handyman, and get on with your life.
Well, fair enough. That sounds like a good point perspective, and here, you know, my father's a former Marine. He always told me, and I'll clean it up here. I will not use Marine Corps language. He said, when your something's burning, keep a cool head. And then I appreciate you helping me keep the cool head here today.
Yeah, well, all right, so make sure the house is in good shape and do any repairs because you're already good at that. Get it listed because right now the end of the summer is when people start looking for housing. Start looking for employment at the same time. Move to where your dad and your sister are, and off you go. Start with the rest of your life.
Thank you very much. And by the way, I'll leave you with this. Yesterday I was listening in and heard you making comments regarding that old Dodge you had.
Yeah.
1937
Dodge.
I wish I still had as well, including
you. Well, I don't actually. I mean, I'm one of those people that I loved having it. I loved driving it, and I don't need a car right now, so it's fine. We sort of just recycle into somebody who will love it and appreciate it, so it's okay.
Thank you very much for your time, man. Please have a great day.
Thanks, Carl. Off you go. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you? Jim?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Jim. What's on your mind, sir?
I have a situation with my family right now that I'd like your opinion on as far as what I can really do in it. It's a delicate situation. My sister has been living with my parents since she got divorced from her husband about 7 months ago. And basically, it's just been labeled as depressed because she hasn't really been doing much or anything. Come to find out, she actually has schizophrenic tendencies, which I didn't realize.
She has what? I didn't hear what kind of tendencies she has.
Schizophrenic.
Okay.
Apparently, she has passed. In the past, that was her diagnosis, and I had been told my whole life that it was just a chemical imbalance. But she stopped taking her medication for it while she was living with my parents recently and just kind of scared my parents. My parents are very elderly and they have their own health issues, so they just basically didn't know what to do. So they called me over and said she's acting strangely and she's just staring straight at me with these eyes of just dilated pupils and really didn't talk much and didn't really answer many questions. So it was hard to ascertain what was going on with her inside, you know, her brain or what she was thinking. And she would, you know, anyway, long story short, she ended up going into a mental health facility at our insistence, basically, you know, asked her, please do this for us. And
how old is your sister?
She's 55.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am 47.
Okay. Are there just the two of you as well as your parents?
I also have a younger brother and a younger sister.
Okay. Okay, so the dilated pupils, we know she's not taking her medication. Is she self-medicating?
I don't think that's the case.
Probably is. I don't know that schizophrenia or depression are going to dilate your pupils.
Yeah. Well, it just felt like she was staring right through me and didn't really have any sort of...
Well, she may have been in a vaguely catatonic state, but that's not the same as dilated pupils.
Okay, so maybe that's what I was confusing, because I
didn't
know that...
Okay.
I felt like she was looking through me, to be honest.
Okay, Well, that's a slightly different issue.
Feeling.
Fair enough, okay. All right, so she's now in... She admitted herself voluntarily to a mental health institution. So what's the question?
Well, she had to be convinced of this.
That's okay. She still did it rather than a court order.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's there now.
Okay, what's the question?
I feel like, you know, I really want to encourage my parents to get her to a facility, and I feel like they're going to continue their, once she gets better, quote unquote, they're going to just think everything's going to go back to normal. And I just feel like, she's been having these issues for a long time. I feel like she needs to be on her own. And
she may not be able to be on her own right now. What I would probably, Jim, I think you've got a hard conversation, because they're going to feel like they need to take care of her, and it makes them feel important and useful. And what you may want to look for, rather than the all or nothing, that she's either with them or she's hospitalized or she's on her own, which is a halfway house, which there exists. In the same way that they understand that people who have been incarcerated, for example, may not be quite ready to be reintroduced into society, but you sure don't want them back in prison. And so that concept of a halfway house, of a supervised situation in which you can work through what you need to be working through and reorient yourself to different kind of behavior and different kinds of society. And so I think that's what I would look for right now. Because to be quite honest, I don't think you're going to be able to convince them.
I know.
So let's look
I'm trying to save myself from the frustration of even doing it.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that, because, I mean, you love her, and it's, that at some point you're going to be involved anyway, so.
I know.
But what I would do is look for a halfway house, because that way it'll be more appealing to her. She's not ready to be on her own, sounds like. It'll be more appealing to them, and that they're not abandoning her. It'll be more appealing to you, because you're actually facilitating a helpful kind of path for her. So that's where I would start, and I would do it while she's still hospitalized, because then you can get whomever the social worker is, and you can help to line up facilities, because they exist.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan right now. I appreciate it.
Get started on it, and if you need some more help, call me back. But I would not waste a whole lot of time on it, because once she's out of there, you're back to the same dilemma as are they. And I don't think you're going to convince them. So let's look for a halfway house, and if you need some help, call me back. Fair enough?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed, with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.